This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let me try in 5 minutes to summarize what a deeply analytical and, quite frankly, spiritual diatribe from Alex Jones tried to encapsulate for you here on this Tuesday, May 30th, 2023, Alex Jones Show transmission. The same people that tell you white supremacy is a problem or white racism is a problem, those are the racists. And let's try to be full spectrum as far as all the follow-up commentary may be concerned. I'm not claiming to be a victim because I'm white. I'm simply telling you the people pointing the finger at white people saying they're racists, those are the real racists. And there's all kinds of examples. Like, for example, what just happened at the CUNY commencement speaker talking about fascists and racist systems and how bad the NYPD are. It was so egregious that even the Liberal Democrat Mayor Merrick Adams had to come out and respond and say, no, this is not the message we need for our future. Quote, we cannot allow words of negativity and divisiveness to be the only ones our students hear. This isn't the only graduation where you see anti-white bigotry, like what we saw at Howard University from Joe Biden, where even the black American graduates started filming and saying, why am I getting lectured? Why am I getting a political speech? Why am I getting a racist speech? Why am I getting a divisive speech? Why am I getting a political speech from Joe Biden at my graduation ceremony? This doesn't feel right because they know it's propaganda. Let's look at the situation with Target in the last week. Some conservative activists, some Christian activists don't like the fact that they're selling sexual propaganda to children and having pride section for kids at Target. You want to take your kid to Target to get them a new t-shirt, what have you, they have to walk by a whole aisle of pride nonsense, sexual propaganda aimed at infants. At infants. And so then they have a big uproar. Oh my gosh, conservatives, Christians upset over the pride aisle in the children's section at Target. But where was the outrage when the left was rioting in the name of Black Lives Matter, in the name of Antifa, supported, promoted, endorsed by the Democrat Party and their friends in the media, so violent, so destructive, so dangerous that 175 Target stores nationwide, 175 Target stores nationwide had to be shut down. That's not right-wing violence. That's left-wing violence. That's Democrat violence. That's liberal progressive violence. How much violence from conservatives has shut down a single Target? Not one. But where's the outrage? Where's the story? Now, that's at the grassroots people level where the propaganda reaches. But look at the intelligence agencies, the ones so-called intelligence agencies telling you, you need to be concerned about Trump supporters, you need to be concerned about right-wingers. The same intelligence agencies lied to all of us, folks. They lied to all of us about weapons of mass destruction. They lied to all of us about Trump-Russia collusion. They lied to all of us about Hunter Biden's laptop. So it's very important, and I think we've almost reached this point thanks to the big COVID scam being exposed. Yep, they created COVID in a lab. Yep, it got released. Yep, they covered it up. Yep, they sold you a vaccine that they knew was faulty and deadly. And we all witnessed it. And now that same group of people want to run another global propaganda, domestic propaganda campaign against you. That's why it's important to understand who the hypocrites are, where the double standards are, so that we can properly prepare ourselves for this next false flag that certainly is going to bring the United States to its knees for the global government.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the first hour of the Alex Jones Show in the books, and that's about as Alex Jones as it gets. Sitting back down, working on the road, is Alex Jones here joining us now. We've got loaded phone lines, tons of news, tons of video clips, and as Alex rejoins the show here, you know, Alex, I tried in 5 minutes to properly put this in a box with a bow on it for the American people. The good news is, and I think you might agree with this, the stress there is, there's a bit of a stress relief. We talked about this yesterday because it doesn't just have to be the voice of Alex Jones. It doesn't just have to be the InfoWars platform. There's so many reinforcements arriving. The information we talk about here every day, a lot of the American people, it's already into their consciousness, whether they fully understand it or not.
Let me expand on that. A lot of stations only carry the second, third, and fourth hours. We probably need to recap for all the new viewers that just came on and new listeners. I'm going to recap it here in about 2 minutes, but I want to hear your recap of what we covered last hour, Owen, and how big this is, and of course I know you agree because we've talked about it, that this cyber attack thing is their next big move, and that when they say that the right wingers, that they've now rolled out as the number one terror threat with no evidence, all we have is evidence of the feds trying to create violent right wing groups and provocateuring them. When they roll it out and say the right wing with the Russians, that's the key combination, because I predicted that as their next move in the last 2 years, literally hundreds of times here on air. When they say that, and it's been put out as a U.S. Homeland Security Bulletin, CNN, CBS News, ABC News, it's everywhere. When they do that, you know they've loaded the gun and chambered around and they're pointing it right at our head. And when I talk about our head, the American people's head, the COVID attack was an attack on humanity. This power grid attack is going to be an attack on humanity. This is their big move. This is the big enchilada. It's the next phase, and they love to brag. Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab love to tell the world at those conferences what's going to happen next because they're all in on it. They love the power. They're agents of this. You're watching. It'd be like if Spectre in the James Bond movies basically got so successful it began to take over the world. At a certain point, they would start having press conferences and be there and do this. Well, it turns out that, again, Ian Fleming was the deputy head of MI6, OSS. He was high level in OSS before MI6 was created after World War II. And he wrote these books and gave interviews and said, no, this is off of what I learned and what I saw. Secret meetings in the Alps of ultra rich, trying to set up terror attacks and control to bring down societies. And it's all George Soros. And then about 7-8 years ago, one of the new James Bond movies came out. There was even an article saying MI6 contributed to it and basically said it's based on a composite of George Soros and Bilderberg people. So even the intelligence agencies are involved in movies showing you, and it's this weird thing where they're for it, they're against it, but then they're guilty, they're part of it. So there's a fight between the private intelligence agencies and the governmental ones, but really the corporate ones are above them, so they cattle on each other and don't want one side to get too strong. And then now it penetrates the cabinets. They're getting ready for cyber attacks and openly saying that the political opposition that's smart, that are the adults in the room that just want security and prosperity and freedom and just raise our families and God forsake and leave us alone. We're white supremacists. But again, I explained this yesterday. A lot of people missed the subtle nuance. It wasn't subtle. They missed it. I guess it's nuanced in ways. This wasn't me up here saying, please, ADL, stop saying I'm a Nazi. Don't paint the American people as Nazis. That's mean. I'm not really a Nazi. You're God. You're the authority. Please don't wave your magic wand and say I'm bad. I was saying you are criminal with Homeland Security and the CIA and State Department publicly saying you're labeling the entire Trump populist movement as Nazis. That is going to demonize. I mean, if you think the media calling everybody Nazis for years and white supremacists didn't legitimize a lot of the real Nazis in some people's eyes, that happened. Didn't legitimize them in my eyes because I could see the dialectic here, the Hegelian manipulation. But, I mean, now biting off more than you can chew, the Homeland Security, after all the censorship and surveillance and election meddling, with the ADL, is going to come to the American people and say, we got a new script for you. You know Red Skull and Marvel Comics and Captain America? Captain America really is Red Skull. And you're all Red Skull. Your grandfathers and people, they were never in World War II. No, 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 no. All of you, because you love your country, you are white supremacists now. So agree to that. Can you imagine the cojones, the chutzpah of that? And when I said to Jewish Americans who are great people, who I know the ADL doesn't speak for them, listen, if there was some organization that claimed it spoke for me that was doing stuff like this, I would say, you need to stop because this is so destructive. This is a desperate, crumbling deep state that's tried to call us all Russian agents and tried to call us all that. And now they're going to jump the shark and say Donald Trump, whose grandchildren are Jewish, Donald Trump that goes to the Wailing Wall, Donald Trump that was the biggest friend of Israel ever, they're going to say he's a Nazi and we are? You people are bonkers. Boop, 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 boop. You think, I mean, and again, the higher up globalists know exactly what they're doing with the dialectic, okay? And so does the ADL. Here's the key. The ADL, when they hype up all this real anti-Semitism by labeling censorship and control and tyranny and saying white people are all inherently bad and open borders are good and America's bad, when that creates a major backlash against Jews in general, what's going to happen to the ADL? Well, they're the saviors, and they'll get even more money and more power and more control protecting the Jews literally when they are doing the exact thing that will create real mass anti-Semitism by labeling the unpopular collapsing New World Order government and saying it's run by Jews and they're the ones doing it. Labeling Jew, 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 Jew on every topic. Hey, we shouldn't have human smuggling. That's anti-Semitic. Hey, we shouldn't have fentanyl come across. That's anti-Semitic. Hey, I think there's some election fraud. Anti-Semitic. Hey, I'm against this war. Anti-Semitic. Hey, I'm against, you know, I mean, folks, think about the magnitude of how ridiculous this is. But that's a dialectic where you take two or more sides and collapse them in and have the historic, it's an art form before the supercomputers, but system of how those waves are going to hit and the new form they're going to create. And so they're just alchemy manipulating all these sides in to get the destabilization and all the insanity and the race war and all this craziness. Black Lives Matter is run by the CIA, folks. It's run by the deep state. It's all come out. They don't represent black people. What's their main mission? Have black men cut their genitals off. Well, that's really your friend. We speak for black men. Cut your balls off. That's their main mission. In the black nuclear family. Well, that really helps black people. That destroys everybody. And now the ADL, yes, the right wingers are going to blow everything up. And they're the number one terror. And what is a terrorist? What is a white supremacist? Someone that questions open borders or elections or is white. Someone that doesn't like whites being called inherently evil because of what color they are. That's totally racist. They're the terrorists. They're everywhere. They're the bad ones. I mean, imagine it's making the American people who are smart but still only third dimensional on average, they're going to see that and become highly offended. Owen?
Well, and let me just pause for a second here, Alex, because we're, you know, you've been on the front lines. We're, you know, we're basically like front lines berserkers here with tinnitus and limbs hanging off. But, I mean, let's just pause for a second to reinforce positivity. We're going to win. Now, I'd like to have some self-preservation and not be destroyed in the process. But the people are going to win. Now, I would make the sports analogy like this, Alex. I'm desperate to win a Super Bowl. I'm desperate to win an NBA championship. But the other team has a play that they're going to run to score a touchdown or to score a basket. And so that's like what we see right now with the globalists. Okay, they ran their pandemic play. Now they're getting ready to run their cyber attack, attack on the power grid play. So it's like we're just kind of sitting here in the huddle, you and me, the audience, the crew, and other activists, and we're saying, okay, how are we going to stop them to win? How are we going to stop them from winning on this play? We know the play they're going to run. What are we going to run defensively to protect ourselves from being defeated in this play? We're up against the break, Alex. Let's talk about this on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Keep this transmission on the air, folks. You don't get this information anywhere else like you do right
now. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Inside the New World Order now, and it's just going to get more insane from this point on. I really try my best to be completely honest and steadfast and love everybody who stands for freedom and have a Big Ten approach. But the globalists want divide and conquer, and that's the name of their game. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with us here today, doing a great job. Owen, I want to get to the phone calls, but the point you just made is key before the break. I could sit here and tell people what's going to come next. And I could sit here and tell people what the enemy is planning for all of us. And we can sit here and watch it all come true because it's all I do, studying them. We have all the top experts on, all these great callers and yourself. And we really, when your head's in the game, you start to learn how it works. We don't just say these provocative things for attention. I mean, we really know the enemy. So we directly nailed it in the last 2.5 years, hundreds and hundreds of times. We'll bore you with the clips if you like. They're getting them right now. You've all heard it, that they're going to do power grid attacks on the right wing, quote, with the Russians. Now, two things are happening. Either I've learned their complete battle plan by studying them, or they're doing what I say. Well, that's a good idea. No, they're not. You know, they're like, oh, that's a good idea, Alex. No, they blame everything on us. But they don't come out first and say, oh, the right wing's going to do it. First they introduce, oh, the power grid is going to go down. We may have to turn off the internet to save the power grid because the hackers are going to attack the power grid through the internet. We'll shut the web off, you know, to save it. And just keep used to, we shut the web off when we want. We have a new web ID and it's all set up and ready. So just accept it and everybody get on board and we can let you back on the internet. But those that don't, you can be hackers. We can't let you on. Okay, see how it works? So it's all just very 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, out to, you know, the numbers are just how they walk this dog out. This dog and pony show is so simple. Once you're conscious, you realize they're the bad guys in control. And they brag about it. So now they have openly said what I said they would do when they're getting ready to do it. I don't know if it's this month or next year up for the election, but Owen brought up the key here, though. Okay, so we know they're doing it. We know they're behind it. We know they're playing. We have their damn playbook. And so we have the playbook, so we know by the formation they're putting out what play they're going to run unless they do a trick play. And because they can always know we got their playbook, make it look like one formation or another play. But the issue here is they think we're so dumb, and they're also such a big organization, they don't usually do trick plays. They just go with what they're pre-programming, and then they stick with that narrative. But they can do trick plays every once in a while, they do. So, Owen, how do you think we stop this? Instead of just sitting here and watching the train wreck, there's time to stop it. Listeners share this info. They make it the top story. Other people get on board. I mean, yes, that's what we're good at, is creating the first analysis and the talking points and the reality base to counter the big lies. But what else do you think we should ask listeners this question? Because we're on this topic, folks. We got loaded the phones up. I want to be clear. We're on the topic of the cybersecurity attack and right-wing false flags, how they're going to blame us. Okay, that's what we're talking about if you called in. But, Owen, how do we stop this?
Well, I think this dovetails off the realization of what was done to us in the name of COVID-19, a virus made in a lab, released, and then all of the worldwide tyranny we saw in response, including the forced injections that were deadly for hundreds of thousands of people. I think we dovetail that off the realization that now everybody, and even Rasmussen polls, these are neutral polls, folks. They don't lean left or right. And it's the realization that Americans have had that, no, January 6th was not a violent insurrection led by the Proud Boys or by the Oath Keepers. The media and the Democrats and the federal government is lying to us about that. Or you could just look at what's been done since the Hunter Biden laptop story came out, where now most people in polls again say, yep, we got lied to about the Hunter Biden laptop story. If I would have known the truth, I wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. And now even same neutral polls say, nope, actually Donald Trump is the victim of criminal activity. He's not the perpetrator of criminal activity. So it's really dovetailing off that understanding, getting the American people to understand, just getting it into the consciousness that the true corruption we're dealing with is not from right-wingers or commentators on the internet or anything else. It's from the established government, from the established media that's been lying to all of us for years. So it's really getting that understanding to the American people so that when the next big event happens, they're questioning it immediately. It doesn't take them a week. It doesn't take them a month. It doesn't take them 2 years. Right out of the gates, they're saying, you know what? The same people telling me about this are the same people that have lied to me for decades. So I think that's the obvious answer to this. Now, the thing that's a little more difficult is, okay, maybe we can get this understanding from the American people. But where are our leaders politically? Where are our leaders in the Justice Department? Where are our leaders in the FBI or anywhere else? This is going to be the linchpin, Alex. This is going to be the difference because, look, the American people, at the end of the day, this is our republic. It is we the people. But as we've seen too much in the past, Alex, the power is coming from the executive branch. The power is coming from the federal government. And the American people just kind of have to sit here and take it. So when are we going to see some real leadership in Congress? When are we going to see some real leadership at the FBI, at the executive branch? This is what we've been missing for so long. I've got some hope with individuals like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan and Paul Gosar and Byron Donalds and Lauren Boebert and so many others. We've got a lot of FBI whistleblowers out there, but I don't think it's enough yet, Alex. The fact that nobody's gone to jail for the giant COVID scam, the fact that nobody's gone to jail for the Trump-Russia collusion scam, the fact that nobody's gone to jail for the internet censorship and the Hunter Biden laptop story scam.
That only encourages the deep state like a degenerate gambler. Even though they're losing hearts and minds, they're going to keep betting and keep escalating. Just like the Russia war keeps escalating. And I'm not for Russia. I don't like what the globalists are doing either. It's just insane. And the whole world's going into crisis. And I've even seen big articles out of Atlantic Monthly and Fiona Hill, big globalist. She came out and said, the world's turning against America. We pushed too far. No one's buying what we're saying. We need to come up with a new strategy. She's loyal to the New World Order. She's saying, look, we're really hated. Let me explain something. And I don't tell these stories again to toot my horn. My wife last night said, this is getting scary. Any little restaurant, any place we go, any little snorkel place, the side of a beach, literally, it's like 80% of people are listeners. And they're like, oh, I was listening to Owen. I noticed you're out of town. It's blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, let me call my husband, you know, and take a picture with me. I mean, literally, men, women, children, black, white, old, young, mobbed. Thank you so much. You've been proven right. We're awake. I used to be a liberal. We're awake now. I mean, and my wife's like, this is actually scary. She's like, I mean, I was in a buffet line that was, you know, yesterday, and it was like 15 people in the line, and 10 of them were listeners. Not just, oh, I know who you are, 10 of them. And then we go sit down, and we couldn't even eat the food. Like 20 people came over in the place. It was like almost everybody in the restaurant. And my wife's going, wait a minute, almost everyone is a listener? What? She's like, what the hell is this? I mean, this isn't like, oh, somebody's a movie star. They know what you look like. They saw one of your movies. They are listeners. And I'll ask them, oh, really? You listen? Yeah, I noticed you're out of town. We love Owen. We love Harrison. We really love Owen. And it's like, well, when are you going home? Well, in a couple of days. And it's like, because I want to know. This isn't just, oh, I saw a funny YouTube video. They're wherever they're getting the show. And again, it's not about Alex Jones. I'm just a gauge. And I'm telling you, the New World Order is in deep crap. Because they tried to make me the devil. They tried to crucify me. Because of prayer and perseverance and support and God, God turned these attacks into victory. I want the globalists to know, you are screwed. And you need to stop now while the getting's good.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different.
two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them. Or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, we're now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of other huge news: drone attacks on Moscow, the debt limit, the open borders, just all the insane news that's unfolding. And Owen and I are going to be covering that, taking your calls. I want to go a lot of your calls now, right through into the fourth hour here today. And I specifically only said this once. I'm sure callers called it on other subjects, but I said I want callers to call in on the cyber attack they claim is going to happen to bring down the grid, so they've got to cut off the internet, then bring in a controlled internet, and then, of course, the right wingers with the Russians are going to be behind it because there's internet chatter sings. That means an FBI agent or somebody goes on and poses as a right winger saying, I want to know we should, you know, blow up the power grid to stop the New World Order. And then somebody comments who's another ADL operative or Southern Poverty Law Center or a crazy person. Yeah, let's blow up the power grid. And then boom, chatter, the right wing's going to blow the power grid up. And the FBI follows that report. And then now they get all this funding and stuff while the left's actually attacking the power grid. And Extinction Rebellion says they want to get rid of the power grid. And the left's been caught blowing up the power grid and shooting it up. But that's okay. Because, again, it's all white supremacism. So it's a big, 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 big deal. And, again, I'm going to go back to this. During this last break, I was thinking, man, do I harp on the fact of how popular InfoWars is too much? No. Listeners, I'm going to say it again for the thousandth time. You aren't a public figure. You have anonymity. That's beautiful. But you aren't prominent, so you don't know how popular freedom is. Believe me, I go around in public, all I get is love. 99.9% of the time. And it's now, it's not just like, oh, I walk by 100 people and five of them are listeners, like in the old days, and then it's all love. It's like I walk by 100 people and 50 are listeners, and it's all love and no hate. And then, I mean, folks, it's an insane on the ground poll. Doesn't matter. I can be in liberal areas, conservative areas, other countries. I mean, I'll just tell folks, I don't want to say where I'm at just for people. It's strange it hasn't popped up in the news yet. But let's just say I'm in the very furthermost part of the United States. And it's insane. Absolutely insane that all of the natives, when I say all, it's like Fight Club. I'd say 80% of the time, whether it is a chef at a restaurant, or whether it's a police officer, or whether it's a bellhop, or whether it's a surf instructor, they're listeners. And then I got invited yesterday to go hang out with some of the head honchos. And I'm probably going to go. That's why I extended my stay a couple days. I'm going to go hang out with them today. So I'm going to go hang out with the head honchos who cannot stand Zuckerberg, any of it. I've been given the total inside scoop, confirmed it all. Wait till you learn all this. But the point is that it's like Fight Club, folks. So I want the New World Order to know, and they know. They know how to track them. They know I'm not bluffing. They know we're not making this up. Folks, the New World Order is as popular as cockroaches or as cat turds, okay? I mean, they are not popular, okay? They're as popular as gonorrhea. They're as popular as brain cancer. But as Owen said, they keep doubling down because they're still in a position of authority. But when they screwed the pooch was with the COVID. That's what finally asked, well, what finally woke you up? A lot of them say, I used to be a big leftist, used to be brainwashed, not anymore. I mean, I get it from so many prominent people, country music singers and rock stars and movie stars. I'm not saying they're more important, but even they're like, man, it was the COVID thing and how you and your guests predicted it all. And I just felt wrong and they lied to us. Now I research it. I read Robert Kennedy's book and it's just like this. Now I know I got to go to war with these people. And I know prominent people, husbands and wives are splitting up over. They're like, you want to believe the New World Order? I'm done with you. I mean, oh, you took the shot. I'm done with you. People are finally realizing, like Owen keeps saying, this isn't going away when we sit there and kiss its ass. This isn't going to leave us alone, folks. You can't hide from this. But I go back to that, Owen. People are incredibly awake and incredibly pissed, but they also are optimistic because they see the awakening too, and they say the New World Order is going down. What do you say? Then we'll go to calls.
Our ultimate challenge, or let's say the Alex Jones challenge, is it's the old saying of dead men tell no tales. Well, it's a little different now in the 21st century. It's they want the phenomenon to be censored men tell no tales. They didn't expect this audience to be growing. They didn't expect Alex Jones to be on air every day. They didn't, hell, even me, they didn't expect us to still be on air hosting multiple shows here at InfoWars. So they thought this message would get silenced. They thought they could have the phenomenon of dead men tell no tales. But they failed, Alex. The message has gotten out. This transmission is still on air. And the information that we put out there has seeped into the American consciousness, and you're talking about being a gauge for that, just living your real life. So they're going to pull their play. They're not going to stop it. They're going for global domination. I mean, it's not like they're not going to follow through on their plans. And so, again, the challenge is to say, How are we going to be prepared? Are we going to be in the proper stance? And are we going to have enough of an overwhelming response to this whenever they do shut down the power grid that they're not going to get away with their lies? But, Alex, isn't the ultimate irony of this the fact, and I've got a stack of it in the news today, the ultimate irony, oh, it's terrorism to shut down the power grid. That's the entire New World Order's plan, is to shut down the power grid. Their entire plan is to turn off the energy. They're already doing that in the United States of America. There's all kinds of stories over the weekend. Most expensive Memorial Day weekend ever. Well, why is it the most expensive Memorial Day weekend ever? Because they've shut off your energy. When they cut access to energy and they make it more expensive, everything gets more expensive. So how ironic is it?
That's how they control people. And they said we're going to make energy way more expensive to make people poor and get rid of discretionary income so we consume less. Americans just take water out of the tap or electricity. It's a given. No, folks, it's all going bye. All right. I've been raving. I know we got a lot of callers here. Owen, go ahead and take us to our first caller.
Sure. Let's start with Simon in Florida. Simon, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hello there, Owen and Alex. It's a pleasure to speak with you again. You just hit upon the crux of the issue here, is that already in the European Union, with the Ukraine conflict, they've tried the concept of demand destruction. And they did that by raising electricity prices 300%, 400%, 500%. And they found that even with the governments begging people to cut back, without completely shutting down industry, they were only able to get about a 15% reduction. And obviously, this kind of demand reduction has been tried in California with kind of water restrictions during the drought era, telling people they couldn't water their gardens and so forth. But the next key concept that they have to implement is supply restriction. Now, if they really want to turn off the power supply for the United States, I'm not revealing classified information here, but it's been well known and documented by Senate investigations for many years now. There's essentially 18 key massive transformer points across the United States. But if you were to take out a large number of those 18 key points, you could plunge America into darkness for 2 or 3 years, and lots of those replacements would come from China, assuming that they were even willing to sell them. So if they're doing a cyber attack, it's because they don't want to have no power for 2 or 3 years. But they're going to need a common foe for the American public to accept this. And so just as Hillary Clinton used to use the phrase, never let a good crisis go to waste, they get to hit two birds with one stone by saying it's the Russians who did it, and we're going to need to reduce the electricity supply to individuals because we're in now an open conflict with the Russian Federation. And in doing so, they'll then be able to hit the SDG goal for responsible consumption, which is the code phrase for rationing, which is this year's theme at COP28 in the United Arab Emirates.
Well, there's no doubt they want to use Russia as the boogeyman. And that's not to say Russia is perfect, obviously, Alex, but Russia wants to have control of its own destiny. And Putin understands that if he takes the knee to the globalists, that Russia will lose that control.
Oh, and I want to go back to Simon, because this guy's been calling for years. He only gets through every 6 months or so. He is a genius, and I mean that. His analysis is so good. I want him to start over and take his time on this, and we're going to...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In order that everything is dependent upon electricity, and one can see that not only does this make us extremely vulnerable to foreign attacks, but it also puts us at the mercy of a continuing benign government who aren't going to use even the cyber facilities available in order to then constrain every single modern activity of the American population.
That's it, and that's why they want electricity. It's not just the chips in the cars they can turn off, but they can just turn off the electricity anytime they want or restrict it, which they told them during the blackouts in the last 8 months or so in California. Don't charge your electric cars. We don't have the power. So we have all the metrics. There's not enough lithium and the rest of it in the world to replace half the cars with electric cars. They don't have the material. They cost more carbon to make one. It's all a fraud. There's plenty of oil, plenty of coal. That's an unlimited thing, basically, especially when it comes to coal. So they are artificially creating a paradigm where they're making us totally dependent on electricity and not having any backups in the grid. Clearly, we see America being maneuvered into a position where the technocrats, not the Chinese, not the Russians, but the globalists can hold us hostage, and that's why we're being put into a one-crop economy of artificial scarcity, not enough electricity, is because they control it.
That would definitely seem to be the case, and it's clearly intended to be rolled out worldwide because they're having their international conference the last week of November, first week of December this year. And the theme of it, and people should look this up, COPE, C-O-P, number two, the number eight, COPE 28, and then responsible consumption. And that is the code word for rationing. It's basically to go back to World War II style rationing. And then that will then transition into an individual carbon limit, where you're only allowed so much carbon usage per month. And the person that they've put in as the head of the World Bank is the guy who introduced that and introduced it on credit cards whilst he was the head of MasterCard. It's all being done.
And now already the airlines and the energy companies are already putting it on your credit card in the statement. Oh, here's your carbon. Would you like to pay an offset? They're already getting it ready for it to be the law. And this is all ESG control. So for listeners that don't know, we're putting on screen what Simon's talking about. This isn't our opinion. They are admittedly bringing in responsible consumption, which they admit is, quote, like rationing in World War II, but a carbon credit ration. They're officially proposing that. We're not extrapolating this. This is the plan. Go ahead, Simon.
Well, indeed, it is. The documentation is out there for people to read. It's just unfortunate that many people, their lives are so busy and they're often working two part-time jobs to make ends meet that it's very difficult for them to sit down and go through, you know, hundreds of pages of documents in order to find out this information. And obviously that's why Mr. Jones and Owen, you know, you guys are so critical. I'm glad to say that I've actually now been picked up by a few organizations and I've got a volunteer producer who's on Twitter. He's actually broadcasting. When I go into these in great detail, on Twitter, he's at Jason Q Citizen and the number one, Jason Q Citizen One. And we've deliberately timed it that those broadcasts do not conflict with any of InfoWars' schedules.
Oh, I don't care. And in fact, Simon, you called before, and I've tried to get your name and number. I think we did. I want you to be a contributor. I'm not trying to stealth away from that guy. We're not in competition with anybody. Plug the show again. Plug what you're doing. But Simon, we should get all your info and you know, vet you so we know you are, even though you're really smart. We should get you to be a contributor. And if you don't mind showing who you are, you can Skype in and actually be on the shows because we want to take all the human intelligence out there and just magnify. That's why I have all these other shows on. I promote all the other shows. Our goal is to get everybody up and running. Our goal is to become obsolete because people are so smart and so informed. So get Simon's name and number again. We should have Simon on as a guest sometime later this week or next week. But let's set Simon up for a full hour, and he can have his guest host on if he wants with him as well, and let's do that. So say the show you contribute to and how people find it again, Simon.
Mr. Jones, that's very kind of you. Unfortunately, there seem to be one or two staff members who are the bottleneck and are rather reluctant to have me appear more frequently with you. I could name them in private. And obviously,
they're good folks. There's just so many guests and so many people, believe me. It's just because there's just so much going on. But you know what? You know what, Simon? Give me your name and number, and I'm going to have them text it to me right now, okay? So I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold. And then this guy, just give me his name and number. Thank you. But Simon, go back and plug the show again.
So it's a volunteer producer from an Australian radio station who's literally kind of like, you know, working in his early mornings in order to put on a show that's now being broadcast on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube until it's undoubtedly banned from those sources. But it seems to be reliable on Twitter now at Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Q, the letter Q, and the word citizen, like American citizen, and then the number one, Jason Q.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's talk soon. That guy's always so smart, nails it. Want to get him on the show more. We won't spend 10 minutes with all the other callers. We'll never get to you all. But Owen, your comments on that, and let's go to some more calls.
Well, he points out the obvious, and the big story is actually what's been going on in Europe when it comes to the energy shutdown, because it's been much worse in Europe than it has here. And as Donald Trump accurately predicted, if you allow Russia to be your main supplier of energy, well, now you're going to have all kinds of different problems. So with the energy prices going up in Europe, folks, the energy prices going up in the United States, that is by design. That is by design. And as Simon laid out, it's all about a social credit score. It's all about this rationing idea. And that's why the lies of global warming are so important, Alex. That's why they have to protect their lies about global warming to such an extent. And I remember, I guess it was the year 2000 or 2001 or 2002. I can't remember when Al Gore came out with the documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. Well, everything in that documentary, if you go back and you watch that Al Gore quote unquote documentary, you'll notice that everything he says in that documentary is inaccurate. We've now had it been tested by time. It's totally inaccurate. And I remember, Alex.
Well, I mean, they say the polar bears are going extinct. They're the biggest population of them ever, 50,000 in North America alone. But I mean, let's just expand on this. This is a power grab. It's feudalism. It's total control of energy. They're doing it. And the average person says, why are they spending 30 minutes on energy? Folks, they're about to cut the power off and then blame us for it while their policy, as Owen said, is shut the power off. So this is a big, big deal. It's their plan. They're all exempt from it. They decide who gets low energy. They decide who gets a lot of energy. Energy is everything. Energy is food for machines that run our system. And so it's just, and speaking of that, food is what we have to energize ourselves. So, you know, gasoline engines drink gasoline. You know, wind turbines get turned by wind and then, you know, turn a turbine that creates electricity. We eat food. And John Kerry officially came out and said it's time to shut down most of the farms. Plants growing is bad. And that nitrogen's bad. Nitrogen is the most plentiful thing in the atmosphere, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we are carbon-based. I said first it's carbon dioxide because it sounds scary. It sounds like monoxide. I said they don't say H2O or water because everybody knows water's good. But now they're going after nitrogen, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get rid of the farms and cut the food off. So, yes, they're creating the artificial scarcity. This is classic feudalism with some disgusting gargoyle that flies around on a private jet. The answer is don't support globalist corporations. Don't support their systems as much as you can. Support independent media. If you're a TV viewer, you see them on screen. We'll play the clip next segment, and then I promise, Owen, I want you to take a call every 2 minutes. No matter what I say, just shut me off. Bam, bam, bam. You got loaded phone lines. We'll take a ton of calls next hour. This is insane, but just briefly, we're not funded by the globalists. We don't own ESG, carbon exchanges. We don't have these donors. We have you, and we got products you need while you can still get them. Get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy. Get X3, the highest quality iodine, the missing link. Get Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. Get the amazing CBD oil we have for your neurological system, joints and bones and more. Highest quality, full spectrum. Get the nitric boost to clean out your blood. All of it. Infowarsstore.com. Get a Trump for political prisoner shirt. Get an Alan Jones for president shirt. Those are limited edition. When what we've got is sold, they're gone. Because the new thing is we have shirts for a few months. They're limited edition. They're gone. We're not going to carry hundreds of shirts anymore. We don't have the funds. We just have limited edition, and they're gone. I want those. Infowarsstore.com. Get a Great Reset book, Great Reset and the War for the World, or get a signed copy. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. That's the number to call and order product or ask questions. The number to join us on air is 877-789-2539. And we will come back with Out of the Break with John Kerry. And then we will go directly to your phone calls with the great Owen Schroyer. And I'll be co-hosting tomorrow. And then I'll be back in ATX after that, hosting straight through. And a lot more coming up. A lot of big announcements. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.